Hello and welcome to the Sports Betting by Dummies podcast. I am your host, Stem5, aka Patty Parlays. You can follow me on Twitter at Patty_Parlays. And I've got two fine gentlemen with me. We'll start off with Diz.
Hello, everyone. My name's Diz. I'm the hockey sharp of the group, as you'd say. Just a degenerate like everyone else. Appreciate the time, Patty.
Yes, thank you for joining us. And then we also got Sunshine.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? My name's Trevor, but you all can call me Sunshine. I am here because I actually, you know what? I represent the people who really don't know a lot about sports betting, but I'm here to learn and just have a good time and talk sports because it sounds like a good time.
Well, there you go. Thank you for that, Sunshine. So to start off, let's explain a little bit about the show. The title says it all, Sports Betting by Dummies. We're here to gamble on sports, and none of us are very good at it. I mean, let's just throw that out there from the start. We are the dummies. We're the general public who just tries to make some money, and we're here to make a lot of money for everyone except the sports books. We are trying to find the golden goose, and we are trying to bankrupt the sports books. So that's why we are here.
You did bet on Illinois, so.
What does that mean?
I'm kidding.
You can get the heck out. I'm mad that I invited you to this thing.
All right, Craig, get me out of here.
Whoa.
Where's my boy Craig?
I'm really glad Sunshine's here. If Sunshine walks, I'm out too, Patty. Come on.
Fine. I'll let it go. So for those of you that don't know sports gambling very much, just like Sunshine here, there are multiple bets for every sports game that you see on TV or even that you don't see on TV. So you have the money line bets, and this is the easiest thing to do. If you're trying to get into sports gambling, you're trying to figure things out, money line is the thing for you. Basically, whoever wins, that's who you bet on for the money line. If the Reds are playing the Cubs, you think the Reds will win, you are going to bet the Reds money line. If the Reds end up winning that game, you make some money off of it. The next kind of bets are the spread bets. And this is what we will generally talk about on here. There's always a team that is supposed to win the game. There's always a favorite. So let's go back to the Reds versus Cubs example. Let's say the Reds are the better team and the Reds are supposed to win by one run. So the Reds will be minus one on the sports books. So if the Reds end up winning by minus two, or the Reds end up winning by two runs, then everyone that bet Reds minus one wins the bet, gets the money. If the Cubs end up winning, then everyone that took Cubs plus one run, they are the ones that end up making the money.
So what if in that situation, if it's like the spread is minus one and they win by one, does it have to be, is that a loss or does it have to be more than one?
Nope. If the spread is exactly at minus one and the Reds end up winning by exactly one run, then it's a push. Nobody wins. Everybody that bet on it gets their money back.
Ah.
Yeah. And so
Pat, can I add some real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, understanding the spread, it's almost second nature once you get going. But how I really understood it and how it helped a lot of people that I've explained, because people get confused about the minus and the plus because they think the team that's plus should be favorited when that's the exact opposite. The way I remember it and the way it's taught a lot of times is whatever the final score is, input the spread. So let's say the Reds won 5-3, subtract one from the Reds five. Do you still win the bet? So that's kind of how, in theory, that's why it's minus whatever or plus whatever. So like in a basketball game, if the Pacers are minus eight, you subtract eight from their final score, and then that's how you see who wins or not.
Wow, gotcha. That's actually incredible. I've never actually heard that, but that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, that's why the favorite is minus, and that's why the underdog is plus. You add or subtract to the final score.
Interesting. Awesome. Well, thank you for that, Diz. I really appreciate that. That's, you know, that, and that's even someone as me who's a degenerate and gambles pretty much every night. That's something I never even thought of across my mind. So, you know, that's why I have you guys on here, because I'm not the all-knowing or anything like that. But
goddamn right.
And then the final kind of main type of bet that you will commonly see is total points. And this is one of the people's favorites. So basically, it's the total points combined from both teams in a game. And you can either bet over that number or you can bet under that number. So let's go back to, you know, Reds versus Cubs, just like we have been. Let's just say the over-under is set at 8 total runs. So you could say, I want to bet that it's the over is going to hit, and it's going to be more than that. So if the final score is Reds 5, Cubs 4, total runs scored was 9, the over hit. Or vice versa, say it was Reds 1, Cubs 0, real barn burner in baseball, then the under for that definitely hit. So a lot of people like to bet the over because they like to – cheer on both teams, like to see a good, fun, exciting game with a lot of scoring and a lot of success. So
life's too short to bet the under.
That's right. That is a common thought process in the sports gambling world. And with sports gambling becoming more and more legal, there's been a lot of illegal sports gambling going on, but with it blowing up right now, I think this is a good time to kind of start up, you know, this podcast. So now that we've kind of given you a rundown of sports gambling in general, and actually if you want, you know, kind of more resources or want more information, you can reach out to me on Twitter, or if you go onto the actionnetwork.com, I believe is what it is. Let me check real quick. Actionnetwork.com. They actually give you some resources on betting education and stuff like that. And it gives you basically what we just gave you and more. So it's a great resource if you're first getting into this and you want to learn some more about it. And actually, real quick, a little tidbit about responsible gambling. Only ever gamble money that you are okay with losing, because most of the time, you will lose the money. That Vegas makes money for a reason, and it's because a lot of people sports gamble that shouldn't. So don't gamble like your mortgage on sports or anything like that. Let's practice responsible gambling. So just want to get that out there. But thank you, Diz and Sunshine, for joining me. If you guys want to, I always post my best bets in my Hail Mary parlay on Twitter at @Patty_parlays. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.